So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Maisa bezocha shel ruchelim zokin usa'ar medodo. There was an incident with an old ram with long unkempt hair. V'ra'o kaster echad v'amr mativa shel zeh. A Roman official saw it and inquired about it. Amr lo'i b'chayru ve'enin nishchet elim kein hayi b'mum. They told him that it was a b'char and it cannot be slaughtered unless it has a blemish. Whereupon notal pigum b'tzar maznai, he took a spear and cut its ear. And the Chum allowed it to be slaughtered because the official was not intending to permit it, since he would think that only a blemish that occurs naturally permits it. However, afterward, he went and inflicted blemishes on other Becheres, and the Chum prohibited them from being slaughtered. The Mishnah relates a second incident. There were children playing in the field. They tied the tail of some lambs together, and the tails of one of the lambs tore off, and it turned out to be a bechar. And the Chum allowed it to be slaughtered. After this, they went and tied the tails of other becharis, causing them to be torn off, and the Chum prohibited them from being slaughtered. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the incident with the non-Jew. Rav Katina says, it's permitted only if the Jew told the non-Jew, it's not permitted unless it has a blemish. If he told them it's not permitted unless a blemish is made, it is forbidden, because it is as if he told them to go ahead and inflict a blemish. Rava says, Nasa nami memelehu v'leishna. This expression is also permitted because it also refers to a natural blemish. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah relates both incidents. We might have thought, we only permit the blemish caused by the non-Jew, but not of the child, since he might get used to transgressing this prohibition. Alternately, we might have thought, we only permit the blemish of the child, but not of the non-Jew, because he might be confused with the blemish made by an adult Jew. But the Mishnah teaches us that in both cases, the blemish permits the animal. The Mishnah concludes, Zahaklal, this is the general rule. Any blemish that was inflicted intentionally to permit the animal does not permit the animal. Even if it was only inflicted indirectly. And any blemish that was inflicted unintentionally permits the animal. Even if one innocently mentions this halacha to a non-Jew who then inflicts the blemish. Zok the Mishnah. If a bechor was chasing after someone and to defend himself, he kicked the animal and inflicted a blemish, the animal can be slaughtered. The Gemara cites a machlekes in this rule. There's only if he kicked it while being chased, but if he kicked it afterwards, he cannot slaughter the animal because of this blemish, because it seems like he intended to cause the blemish. Alternately, even if he kicks it afterwards, it permits the animal because he was remembering his previous discomfort and did not intend to cause a blemish. The Gemara rules. It is permitted to inflict a blemish on the Bechar before it is born, namely, on the ear of a goat or the lip of a lamb, because these present themselves before the animal's head is delivered. Alternately, some say, one can do it to a lamb's ear as well, since it can begin to emerge with its head sideways. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah, Hachutin, regarding a blemish on an animal's gums, Hachitzainis shenifgamu v'shenigmamu, Hapanimis shenekru. If the front gums were cut, or if the back gums were detached, it's a blemish. And the Gemara explains, Mishum d'chipoi michsi, a blemish must be visible. When the animal opens his mouth wide and cries out, the blemish of the back gums is visible. Zok the Mishnah, Kalamumin haruin lovi b'di adam, regarding all blemishes that might have been caused by a person, Roi Yisrael Nemanim, Roiim Kahanim Enim Nemanim. Shepherds of Yisraelim are believed to say it occurred naturally, but shepherds of Kahanim are not believed. However, B'Shimim Gamli Loimer Neman Hu Al Shal Chavera Ve'en Neman Al Shal Atzmai. A kohen is believed regarding someone else's Bechar, but not regarding his own. However, Meirim Achashar Al Adavar Leidonim Ve'Lei Me'idai. One who is suspected of a certain prohibition cannot judge nor testify regarding this topic. Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar, who each offer another explanation of the Mishnah. Charamar, Rai Yisrael be'Kahanim Nemanim. Rai Yisrael means Yisraelim who are shepherds of Kahanim are believed because l'legimo l'cheshinat. We do not suspect that they would lie just to partake of the meat. However, Rai Kahanim be'Yisrael ein Nemanim. Kahanim who are shepherds of Yisrael are not believed because Meimer Amar kimin dekad terachnem be'Leishavik l'didiv yav lachrini. We suspect him of inflicting the blemish because he reasons that he himself will get the animal in appreciation of his hard work. Therefore, b'hu'adin kain l'kain de'cheshin l'gemlin. Kahanim are also not believed to testify regarding animals of other Kahanim, even though he will not get the animal, because we suspect that they will testify falsely and reciprocate for each other when needed. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Neman hu al shel chaveri ve'en neman al shel atzmai. He's believed to testify regarding someone else's animal, even if he might personally gain, but he's not believed regarding an animal already in his possession. However, Meir says, Hachashar al davar le'idon b'leim ida. Since a kohen is suspected regarding his own animal, he's not believed regarding another animal's either, even if he's not the employee of the Yisrael, but merely a witness. An alternate explanation. V'charama ray Yisrael v'hin kahanim nemanim. Ray Yisrael means, kahanim or shepherds of Yisraelim are believed, because meimo amar le'shavik tovim rabbanim v'yav le'didi. He reasons that the Yisrael will certainly give the Bechari to a Kayan, a Tamachachem, not to me, an unlearned shepherd. However, Rei Kahanim behein Yisrael, enin emanim, v'cheshin liligima. Yisraelim, who are shepherds of Kahanim, are not believed because we suspect they might lie in order to partake of the meat. Therefore, v'koshken Kayan l'Kayan, v'cheshin ligemna, v'cheshin liligima. Certainly, Kahanim cannot testify for other Kahanim because we're concerned that they might lie either to partake of the meat or to do him a favor so that he will reciprocate and testify for him when necessary. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Nemen hu al shel chaveroi ve'en nemen al shel atzmai." He's believed to testify regarding someone else's animal, even if he might personally gain, but he's not believed regarding an animal already in his possession. However, Meir says, "Achasher al adavar lo yidon b'leim ida." Since he's suspected regarding his own animal, he's not believed regarding another's animals either, even if he's merely a witness. The Gemara cites a related brisa. "B'shu ben kafasai aimer b'chay bei kayin tzarich shnayim min ashok l'harilav." We've required two witnesses to testify regarding a blemish of a bechor owned by a kohen. Shem gam liel aimer, afila benai, afila bita, even the son or daughter can testify. Rabbi Yisrael aimer, afila asar vehin b'nei beis ein me'idin alav. Even if 10 members of his household testify, they're not believed. However, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yisrael holds, aval min ashok, eirecha neman. Even one unrelated person is believed, as opposed to Rabbi Shua holds that two are required. The Gemara rules hilchas agrib shem gam liel, however, vedavka benai yubita, aval ishtay loy. Only his children can testify, but not his wife, because ishtek a gufa dami. His wife is like his own self, and one cannot testify for himself. Rav Nachman rules, Bailam me'idin alav. Even the animal's owner is believed to testify regarding a bechor, because kahanim hu dechashid yamumi, Yisrael lechashid yamumi. Only kahanim are suspected of lying regarding bechors, but not Yisrael.